Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter is one of Walt Disney World's moderate hotels where the good times are always rolling. But should it be your next hotel choice when visiting Florida? Today, we're sharing the reasons why you should choose Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter for your next Walt Disney World vacation. Hello, everyone. I'm Craig Williams, and joining me for this conversation, we have the one and only Rhino.
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
And we have Dreams Unlimited travel agent Hannah Anderson.
Oh, hey, y'all.
This is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content and you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. It costs you no extra money, and you get the support of one of the awesome Dreams Unlimited Travel agents. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today for a free no-obligation quote. This is also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to learn how to get exclusive Diz Team content, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and hit the bell so you get notified when we release new videos. Now, we recently had the chance to stay at Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter, and we're excited to share our thoughts on the resort. The hotel opened back in 1991, and it's themed to look like a classy version of the French Quarter in New Orleans. The hotel features everything you'd expect from the French Quarter, including cobblestone streets, gas lamps, wrought iron balconies, fragrant magnolia blossoms, colorful Mardi Gras characters, and the sounds of jazz. It sits along the Sasagula River and features seven buildings housing over 1,000 rooms. The hotel has multiple dining options, including the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the Scat Cats Club Lounge, and Scat Cats Club Cafe. The pricing for the rooms at the resort start at $382 per night and sleeps up to four adults. Now, I want to ask our panel before we get too far into this, what is your overall impression of Port Orleans Resort French Quarter? Rhino?
What is my overall impressions of New Orleans French Quarter? Gosh, I don't. How do I sum that up in just a little bit of words? Jazzy.
Okay.
Beignet-y.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I like
still
that.
Still going.
One.
Yeah, you'll be saying beignet, not Ben-nay.
Mm.
Well, if your kid's named Benny, you might be yelling Benny, but I don't know. But yeah, you know what I'm going to say? Calm. I felt pretty calm while I was there. I'm going to say that.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. Hannah, what do you think as our resident Southerner?
Yes. Thank you for that. I really like Port Orleans. I usually stay at Riverside. So going into this review and stay, I was like a little bit partial. And this kind of gave me like a new perspective on it. But yeah, I would describe it as it's peaceful, maybe even a little romantic, you know, because it's by the riverside. Yeah. And it's, you know, there's like, as you described it, the magnolia trees and the oak trees, and just it's smaller than the other moderate and value resorts. So yeah, I think the food is good. You have unique food. I like the jazz music, as Rhino alluded to. I feel like it kind of stands alone.
I don't think I alluded to any music.
You said it was jazzy.
Yeah, I'm jazzy, and I'm not playing music, am I?
Okay, well, I'm just describing. Rhino was there one time, and he is jazzy, which makes,
I don't think he knows that the root of the word jazzy is jazz, which
Wait
is jazz
minute.
Music.
Is that...
Show us your jazz hands. Yeah,
these are jazz hands.
That's right. But no, I mean, there's beignets there, so hello.
Yeah. It's beignets. Always going to get a pass because of that.
Correct.
For me, this hotel is pure nostalgia. I've shared it on other podcasts that we've done on this channel that Port Orleans Resort French Quarter, back in the day when it was only known as Disney's Port Orleans Resort, before there was technically two, this was my first hotel that I remember staying at Walt Disney World. And for me, it has always been one of my favorites because of that. It's like, it's the earliest memories that I have where everything seemed larger than life. Like the pool area, which we'll talk about just a little bit, like for me, that always seemed like the slide there was the largest slide that you could find anywhere. And there's the giant like shell that's raining down water and has the alligator statues all around it. Like that felt like it was this big, massive, larger than life type decorations that you didn't see anywhere else. I mean, that was the days before the All-Star Resorts, which then they took that that idea of large decorations.
Resort.
Yeah. And they took it to another level. But it was hard going back for the first time as an adult, where then I saw it as an adult will see. And it's like, that slide, I think I'm taller than how far down it goes.
It's not for
and
you, Craig.
It just all like, it all has put it into perspective. But I can't change the nostalgia of walking around there. And the resort has not changed really at all in all of the years that I've been going to Walt Disney World, outside of some of the theming and like the food court. That's changed up a little bit. But so much of the resort is still as it was back in those early days. And to me, Port Orleans, French Quarter, it feels like it's old school Walt Disney World in a good way. Do I love that the style of the rooms are the motel style that you find at moderate resorts and value resorts? No, I don't like that, but that's what they were going for. They needed rooms that were like that, that helped come in at a little bit of a lesser price and still found a way to bring in Disney charm and Disney touches throughout the entire resort. And I think that it's now, it still is modern in terms of like what it is as a hotel compared to other destinations around the world. And it still looks better than a Holiday Inn or other chain hotels. But I don't know. It still feels like old school Disney that we don't quite get anymore. It just has that extra little level of theming that, I don't know, something about it just really is attractive to me. It's not always the first place I think about, like, if I had to stay anywhere at Walt Disney World, it would be French Quarter, but it's really up there. I do enjoy it.
It is for a lot of people, though. Like, we've been talking to people, like, at the resort, like, that's where they stay every year. And I know, like, my family lives Gulf Coast area of Mississippi, and like there are a lot of families that, like, it's Mardi Gras in New Orleans and they come and stay at the Port Orleans resort. So I think there's just, there's something to it, and probably some of it is,
I feel like,
nostalgia.
We've got like a good mix of people here to talk about it, because I didn't stay at resorts until the first time I stayed at a resort was I was like 18.
Yeah.
And like, so, like, I have no experience with it. I've also never been to Louisiana, but you have those sort of experiences. You have that nostalgic thing. So I think it'll be interesting to hear everybody's sort of perspective on it as a resort. Because it's nice to hear that story of, like, I have no emotional connection to it, but it's kind of cool to be like, oh, that's fun that you have this, like,
that
history with it, And which is true of a lot of Walt Disney World resorts for different people for different reasons. It doesn't have to have started when you were a kid. It could have started when you were, 50.
Yeah,
who knows?
First,
whatever. Yeah.
Now,
but it's fun. I think it adds that Disney magic.
It absolutely does. And I want to jump into our reasons why we think you should stay at the resort. And I'm going to start with one that really ties into this conversation. The first reason we think you should stay at the resort is the overall theme of the resort and how it reflects across the entire grounds, including the buildings that you stay in, as well as the pool and the lobby area. It's all around. Again, this is themed to basically a classy version of the French Quarter. And if you've ever been to New Orleans and you've walked the streets at night, you know that would not be synonymous at all with Disney in any way, shape, or form. So you're like, how is it going to be used as a theme for a resort? Well, I mean, you could ask the same question with Disneyland. How do you make New Orleans square when everything about New Orleans seems to be so different from Disney? But for my experience in New Orleans, which isn't a lot, but I do have a little bit of it, there is a peacefulness in the morning when they have already cleaned all the streets from the terrors of the night before. And it is pristine and people are hungover, so they're not out yet. You have people exercising in the streets. You have people taking a morning walk around. And there is a magic to New Orleans in that time period where you're like, this is really actually beautiful. I feel like Port Orleans French Quarter captures that one specific time of day at New Orleans in the French Quarter, and they're able to just have it go all around the resort, but also then tie in that Mardi Gras feel for it with having some of the Mardi Gras statues. The lobby that, you know, used to be vibrant with people checking in and out now is basically used if you have any issues with your online check-in. But even then, you still have some of like the Mardi Gras paintings in the background. You still get that feel that this is a celebration, but it is truly in an idealized version of New Orleans. And I love that a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it's the Jackson Square of New Orleans. It's not the Bourbon Street, obviously. It's funny. This is like a silly thing, but the gift shop, if you're looking at it from the lobby, it has like the awning inside for it. Like, it reminds me exactly of like the gift shop inside the Hilton.
Well, the gift shop is called Jackson Square, I think.
It is.
Yeah, okay, I was like, I know this because I filmed a little shot for a vertical video, and I was looking at it yesterday, and I was like, Jackson Square.
Yeah, that's a real place. That. That's a whole thing.
See, so. I had no idea.
New Orleans is like, even if you haven't been, it's such a unique place. Like, there, to me, there's nowhere else in the U.S. like it, and there's so many, obviously, cultural influences from other places, and then so much history, and so I think Disney definitely leaned into that.
My perception of it when I like walk around and looked at the resort is it's that same sort of vibe when you go to like Epcot and you're in like one of the pavilions, and it feels like this resort is sort of like a pavilion, a New Orleans pavilion. Like, to me, like I that's like mentally how I look at it, where I'm like, oh, I'm sure there's, you know, like any of the pavilions, like you're sure there's like things that are like, well, that's not authentic. That's an idealized version of this or that or this thing and whatever. And it doesn't change the fact that I do think that resort is very pretty. And honestly, if you do, you know, Craig already spoke about the thing in like actual New Orleans when they clean the sidewalks and the morning stuff. Mm. I really enjoyed in the morning taking a walk because it runs along a nice little river that's on the other side of the pool. And like, that was very peaceful. And I was like, this is that little sweet spot of the resort.
I can attest the mornings are the greatest at French Quarter because it is peaceful, just like it is in the mornings in New Orleans, except much like New Orleans, though, it does hit a point where they have to clean it. So it's like around 9 o'clock is when they bring out the leaf blowers and the street cleaners, and it can get very loud at the resort. So if you like sleeping in, you'll get woken up eventually. But those first early morning walks around that resort, I think, are just something else. And I already talked a little bit about it, but I love this pool area. I know it's the moderate hotels don't always have the largest pools, the nicest pools. But for me, this is one of the most family-friendly pools, in that the slide is just it's iconic. It's got the King Neptune riding on top of the serpent, and you're sliding down the tongue of the serpent, and like, to me, that was just always the coolest thing as a kid, and it still looks incredible. Like, there's so many pools I think around Walt Disney World that are so forgettable, but that's one you just can't forget. And those alligator statues, again, they have not moved in years and years. Like, they've always been there. I don't remember them ever not being there. I have pictures of me standing next to them in 1992. Mm-hmm. That it's like, it's one of those things. It's just it's a time capsule, and it just it adds so much to it. And I think that it even finds a way to do stuff like it blends in the playground really seamlessly into like that entire pool area, where, you know, playgrounds, they can get loud, they can get overrun with kids and stand out, but like, it's just kind of tucked in behind some of the trees and gets a little bit of shade. I just feel like the theming carries over to every inch of this entire place to make it feel welcoming, no matter where you are. Even where you have the big park where they have the movies on the lawn at night. Like, at the one end, there's a fire pit that they'll light up. And the other end, beautiful fountains. And there's beautiful fountains that they just place all around the resort that you can just sit at and, you know, Rhino will throw rocks and pennies in there and wishing for the day he didn't have to do hotel reviews anymore. But
stupid frogs peeing in this thing.
I just,
it's because there's frogs and they spit in water. That's all right. They spit, water.
You know what I'm talking about, fish, too. Yeah. And one of the things I found most impressive was at night. It's been forever since I've seen it. I forgot that they did it. when we were just walking around and taking in the resort, enjoying it, when the horse and carriage started coming through the streets. And
That's cool.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and that's, I didn't know that was that's New Orleans. That's, you get all the people lined up saying, we'll take you on the carriage ride around, and you have it right there, too. And
they don't do that anymore.
No, they were doing it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they were doing it.
Riverside, too.
Yeah, it's just, it's so,
I didn't know that. Yeah.
It adds so much. You're like, I don't know where they found these horses, but they attached a carriage to them, and they're just slowly strolling on through.
They came from Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say is those Riverside people, though, they need to keep their, they need to keep those, what are the bikes with four people,
Surrey, the Surrey bikes,
they need to keep the Surrey bikes over
there. I'm pretty sure the
horses
come from over there. Like, I think you actually... Yeah, it starts at Riverside.
I am imagining how the cart wheels lock when you leave a grocery store, but they're on the bike,
like
the whole
pole.
Family just jettisons off the front of the bike.
That's
they
what they need
at
to
that
do.
Bridge. Yeah. And you're like, whoa! Yeah. Yeah. Instead, don't go by
you're
the
not
bridge.
Allowed over here.
As soon as you cross under that bridge,
you riffraff.
The theme. So we've talked about it so much throughout the resort. But
alligators.
Do we think that it flows into the actual rooms?
No. It's because I don't have as much experience, I think, with this resort as the two of you. And so when I feel like when we got into the room, I mean, do you want to take a look at the room?
Well, we can take a look at
Did
the room
I ruin
right
your
now.
Segue okay. right there. Sorry.
So, Rhino is going to now take us on a tour of the room that we stayed in at Disney's Port Orleans Resort, French Quarter. Let's take a look.
Well, what's up, everybody? Come on in to this Garden View 2 Queen hotel room here at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter. Isn't that such a long title of a name of a resort? Anyway, I've never stayed at this resort before. I've spent very minimal amount of time, so this is a fun new experience for me. And we're going to take you on a little bit of a room tour. Mostly me, because Craig doesn't have a microphone on. But look at this. Disney magic. First thing I noticed when I walked in the room, not the towels, was this Mickey magic over here. Look at these. You get little Mardi Gras beads. And what does this cute note say? Our hope is that your room feels welcoming and adds to the amazing memories you will create here. Thank you for choosing Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort. Sincerely, your housekeeping team. All right, that's nice. That's nice. Who doesn't like Mardi Gras beads? But here we are. Here's the room. My first impression is, this is going to sound awful. Feels a little old. Feels a little bit like, this would be like classy grandma and grandpa's house or something like that. Or even my mom, even. I don't even want to say. And I'm not saying like old people. I just mean older than I've spent a lot of time recently in a lot more of the like made-over rooms, so I'm not used to this. But we have ourselves two queen beds here. Look at these lamps up here. How do we turn this guy on and off? Well, it's probably the switch on the wall, not where my finger just touched. What is that? The fleur-de-lis right there? Mm-hmm. It's a nice little... Nice little touch there. It's got some molding here. Is that also... That's not supposed to be the fleur-de-lis, is it? I think that's just a design.
It's fleur-de-lis.
Fleur-de-lis. Fleur-de-lis. I don't even know how to say it. So, what's cool is in this room, and this is the first time I've seen one of these in a room, is the... ready? I'm going to do it. Hey, Disney. How are you today?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling in the pink, I think.
Excuse me? I did not. I don't know if everybody could hear that, but it said, I'm doing great. I'm feeling in the pink? Mm-hmm. Okay, Greg heard that too.
Said, I'm feeling in the pink, I think.
I'm feeling in the pink, I think. I don't know what that means, and I don't want to know. So maybe shut that off when you get in the room. We have our air down here. I'm just going to push this because I'm curious how far down it'll go. 68, we're there. So... that's better than a lot of the places I've been lately. It only goes down to 72, and that's right in that area where I'm like, oh, too warm. You got yourself this little, I like hooks. I like a hotel room that has hooks because you can put your backpack, so your jacket on here. And I know it's weird and crazy, but it's just one of those things that adds that extra, like relief and organization that I like in a room. I also like that this one has a shelf. I don't want to touch it because I'm sure you can see there's a little bit of dust. It's not, like, bad. It's just a little dusty in the... I'm Jeremy right now, so I don't want to. But I do like that gives a little bit of extra, like, organization space for stuff. And then, of course, a bench. Just sit with your thoughts. You know, or put your shoes on. Or, you know, have little Timmy or Sally can sleep on this, maybe. I'm not sure. You know, but it's nice. You know, we walked right by it. I didn't say anything. The fact that there's this little dining room table here, too. I didn't even look at the pattern on the chair. To me, I feel like this is a Warshak test. It's like, what do you see? I see a bunch of ladies dancing. Mm-hmm. So this is nice, too. You could sit here and talk about how you're going to make the shortest person sleep on that little bench tonight and then debate about it. And you know, rock, paper, scissors for it, whatever you need to do. But I do like this. I like when a hotel room has, like, somewhere to sit. Because, like, for me, I always bring my computer no matter what. And it's whether I'm working or it's, like, work I give myself. Like, oh, I'm going to make a video of this or I'm going to take pictures and edit them. I like to have a place to, like, actually sit up. I hate sitting in a bed with a computer. It just does not do well for me. You'll notice, too, if you look downward here, these beds are pretty high. Guess what? There's a lot of space. How much space, you may say? Well, we're about to find out. I'm going under. Okay. I said I wouldn't touch the top of that thing, but here I am sliding on the floor of a Walt Disney World hotel. Whoa. Oh, Mama's put on some weight. She can't fit under this bed no more. Okay, I can't laugh or I'm going to hit the bed. So it's right up to my belly. So a good amount of space. Oh, well, I'm glad I just cleaned the floor with my shirt. Thanks, Pluto. I like that, though. It's nice because I am one of those people. I will use the set of drawers. Like, there's three drawers here. I will unpack, even if I'm here for, like, 3 days. And then I will. It's nice to be able to put the suitcase here. Or there is a good amount of space on the right side of this first bed over here. The only thing is, let's look for a power outlets. Because that's a big thing with, like, Apple Watches. Phone. Computer. I don't see one. There's one behind the chair over here. So that's good, near the table. And then if you look behind the Welcome to the Walt Disney World Resort sign, there's two there, and then there's the two of the USB chargers, which is good. And then let's just double check. Is there one on the other side there too? Oh, that's good. Coffee machine, or whatever we want to call that. The wannabe coffee machine over there. And then there's two more outlets here with two more USBs just behind that guy. I think I'm getting a knock at the door right now, so I'm going to answer that and we'll get back to this. The knocking on our door was a Disney, he called himself an engineer. It wasn't like we were catfished or whatever the expression is, but it was a person that works here because we were having trouble Chromecasting to the TV. And we wanted to have up our, what an image on there that we wanted. And so we've been in this room now for about 45 minutes with that person while he was on the phone with the company. Turns out we weren't checked in correctly or something. And that's why. And then once that happened, it triggered. And it was great, except for you can't Chromecast from your devices. Disney does not let you Chromecast YouTube for some reason. So it's good to know. You can't watch any YouTube videos while you're here at Walt Disney World, unfortunately, apparently. So for right now, I don't know why. That's new to me because I used to do that, but I thought I did. Also, something I wanted to mention before we move on with this room tour is there's a ceiling fan in here. Isn't that wild? How often do you see that anymore? For somebody like me who sleeps with a fan on every single day, that's great. I love that because there's the ceiling fan and it keeps the air moving. But there also, we have one of those types of air conditioning units over there. So win-win here. Just, I don't want to turn it off and see if it's dusty or not. But I'll see you guys later. I couldn't open it again. Oh, you're still here. Well, come on into my vanity area. There's, we got ourselves a double sinker. That's what they call it in the biz. I don't think they do, but that's what I'm going to call it in my biz. I said when I walked in the room, I felt like it's a little weird because it's so open. It's just like hair dryer. There's a hairdryer. I think it's at Disneyland in the Grand California. They have like baskets or something underneath, and I enjoy that. But you know what? It's more space to put stuff down. That's great. And then obviously you can see over here that we have the extra pillow and the blanket. There's some extra room here. Plenty of space to hang. A wall safe, you said. Yeah, that's one here too. Probably lean your laptop up in there if you need something like that. I don't know. I like when they're on the flat on the ground because I always feel like when I open it, stuff's going to fall out. You got your trash with your recyclable thing in here. That's the smallest thing I've ever seen. It's very tiny. All right, Tiny, let's go in the bathroom. Come on in. Come on in, gang. Oh. Oh, get out of here! You pervert. Here's the shower, locked up here. Wow, they could really use some new stickers. Or clearly they have been putting on new stickers.
That is bad show.
Gross. Anyway, that's there. Those are
like $300 a night.
Yeah, it was $300 a night. This is I like that there's a ledge in here. I will say that. So like you can sit down. You know what? Let's just do it. Whatever. You know what? I think it might be a little wet, but whatever. It's not bad. I'm 5'10". So I can fit. This is better. I don't know. This doesn't feel nice. This doesn't feel good. And I'm sure it doesn't look good. But if you're a family with babies or children, I've traveled with people like that. One of them's holding a camera.
It loops up.
Yeah, I will say this. Sometimes in the resorts, I've noticed the shower head can be like here. And I'm of average height. So anybody who's taller than me, I feel like it's whatever. So this is actually a pretty tall shower head, which is nice. I just want to see if I can adjust it. You can adjust it a little bit, which is nice. This is gross, though. That could have been wiped down. I like that there's the soap dishes, too, but you know what's not in this room? Soap. I don't know what's up with that lately. You're pointing at me. What are you pointing at me?
Look at the design.
On the tiling here?
Well, here.
Oh! Look at the little frog! It's all Princess and the Frog theme. Wow.
It's in Rorschach again.
Oh, that's what they were doing. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't even know those were two frogs kissing. I don't even know what it was. I just thought it was like a cage over a heart of some sort, but it's very, very subtle, because I would argue, let's look here, these are like Mardi Gras beads, yeah?
Yeah.
And then, Mardi Gras, two curtains? I don't know. Would you say this is a Princess and the Frog themed room?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know, that's a little, I like a little bit more theming than that, but you've got a picture on the wall over here that, honestly, looks very much like this resort, but I assume it's the area of New Orleans that this is themed after. I've never been, so...
New Orleans Square.
None the wiser. Craig says New Orleans Square. I think that's it. I mean, there's not really much else to show. This is the garden view if you want to see what it looks like outside here.
You didn't check the bed.
You got the windows. Oh, I'll check that bed. Don't you worry.
And the refrigerator.
Not a bad view. You got yourself a maintenance cart down there. It's very nice. We are right, like, off the side of the lobby. I don't know why I'm closing this if you wanted the light. Sorry. So, like I said, you got over here. Let's see what we have for coffees. Walt Disney World Resort blend. Get Denny Senderly on the horn. She loves this blend of coffee, I believe. You guys sell two of the green tea bags and two Earl Greys over here. We'll keep those nice and pretty when we have to do another video. And then you got yourself a refrigerator. I don't want to open it because I already put stuff in it. But you can peek.
What? How did that get in there?
Who put that? Wow.
How did that get in there?
What a good welcome gift. Anyway, this is a pretty big... It's bigger than I feel like the clear front ones, so not too bad. But other than that, there is... I think I'm being played off right now. It's okay. I'm going to do it now. Ready? You know, it caught me a little more firmly than I expected it to. It's not bad. I didn't put my shoes on the bed. I don't want the internet yelling at me. I don't want to move the pillow. I kind of sink in a little bit here. But it's doing this. It feels like a lot of people might have sat in the middle of this bed as opposed to on either edge of the bed. Huh. It's not bad. I think an overnight stay would determine a little bit. It's very pillow top heavy. Like, it feels very soft on here. So it's going to be a little bit of a swallow up. I think this would be the type of bed where I'd surround myself with pillows. Not bad. I like a springier bed, but everybody's different, right? That's why we have sleep numbers and everything like that. Did we point out that there's also a charging outlet right there, too? So if you're on this side, I think this is probably the better side to be on. But then you're near the bathroom. I don't know. But I'll slide my, like, luggage in there and put it on top or something. But that's it. That is the Garden View room, two queen room here at Port Orleans. French Quarter. You know how hard it is not to say Riverside every time I go to say that? You can see it in my eyes. I thought I was kidding at first, but yeah.
I don't think the rooms are under-themed by any means. I just don't know if I love the theming in it. Like, the colors are not my favorite with the just kind of muted palette. I feel like the rooms feel a little bit dark. I do appreciate the ceiling fan and, yeah, you know, a large TV will always brighten up a room, in my opinion. Some people say windows. I say large TVs.
Yeah, which he leaves on all day, all night. Yeah.
But, it's, you know, there's space in the room. I just feel like it's kind of in a cross where they didn't completely take away all lines of theming in the room like at other resorts, and they didn't really truly minimalize it. It still has a little bit, but it feels like they keep just putting paint on it over the years rather than like really making the room something bigger or better.
It seems to me like this resort is supposed to sort of be like a celebration. It's supposed to be bright and fun. So I kind of wish the room just reflected a little bit more color and a little bit more brightness in that way.
It's a trick that Universal uses a lot in their hotels. I would rather have the walls be all painted white and then have one accent wall that was like done green in like your Mardi Gras colors, your purple, green, and yellow. Do like big swirls around, really make it bold and vibrant and stand out. But it's, you know, these aren't bad rooms. I will say the one we were in had a lot of wear and tear around places, a little bit on the dusty side, which was disappointing. But the beds were so comfortable. Rhino criticized it, but I had a great night's sleep in one night and an okay night the other. But that's my own, the way my brain works, and sometimes I'm not able to sleep. But I even took a nap one day, and it was like a serene nap. So
those Disney hotel naps are good. Okay, so I kind of threw a counterpoint there. I like the rooms, but I will say I'm kind of surprised by you guys, because, you know, when I was talking about the Fort Wilderness cabins, and I was like, they're so bland, they're lacking theming. Yeah. And then it was like, the new ones.
No, I don't like the new ones.
I know. So I'm kind of like, this is just the way things are. Like, look at the rooms at Caribbean Beach. Because I feel like what happened is the value rooms, the moderate rooms, they're the same, similar layout because they're motel style with the exterior door. They're similar in size. And so with Disney updating them, the answer has been, we're removing the carpet, obviously, the theme bedspread, all that stuff. And so I think in an effort to make it look bigger than it is, it's like, you know, lighter paint colors, you know, wood flooring. It's the white bedspread that's everywhere. I will say, that New Orleans Square artwork, though?
I feel like the thing you described to me, it adds an element of like crispness to it. So it like feels a little bit more. It reminds me of like when you open and you eat the first potato chip, and it's like that's that crunch, like it's that sensation. But I
really like that description.
I shouldn't speak about the Four Wilderness cabins though, because I actually haven't, other than concept art, I haven't been or seen a cabin. But I see what you're saying is that relation there, because that is also in those original cabins. You know, it was a lot of woods, it was a lot of stuff. But like mentally, I guess for me, I'm like, oh, I'm in a cabin. Whereas in these ones, I don't have like a mental framing for it, because for me, I'm like, I'm in a hotel room.
Yeah.
And so like, I don't have that same sort of, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think there's just like a story disconnect for me. But that could be just because I'm not familiar with where it originates from, you know, like,
I don't think
it feels a little like I'm at grandma's house in there. That's all. That's what it's not ageist. Yeah. It just literally feels like it's like furniture of a bygone era. Like, you've got your bureau with the drawers and the headboard with the carvings.
Just the way that it's the brown furniture that blends with kind of like the green colors. And it's just there in how dark the motel style rooms are, because you have a big window, but you have the overhang. And unless the sun's shining through, it keeps it darker. It's one of those things.
I like the window.
Let's move on to the second reason why we think you should stay at the resort. Yeah, we're only at number two. Oh, I think it's going to go a little faster from here, though. And the second reason we think you should stay there is because of the size of the resort. And yes. This is specifically compared to the other moderate resorts, which are sprawling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's nothing like checking in at Caribbean Beach or Coronado or, heck, even Riverside, where you're like, okay, let's get to the room, let's get unpacked. And then you find out, like, oh, this resort's so big that technically there's a bus service that takes you all the way around back to where your room. Like,
no,
these resorts are massive. But Port Orleans Resort French Quarter is still so quaint. Like, I was walking around there the one night and kind of filming video, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll probably need like 30 minutes to do the entire lap, and it was like 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller than it appears.
Yeah, mm-hmm. From the lobby starting, walking all the way around the building, stopping, weaving in between everything, going all the way around. It was like 12 minutes. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is the best size you're going to get, is especially compared to the value resorts and the other moderates. This is the most like walkable, and I love it for that.
I think like a big deal for me at any resort, whether it's Disney, you know, Universal, just a regular hotel or something like that, is the access you have to like, how far do I have to go to get to the dining and the, you know, the
amenities.
If there's the amenities. Yeah. And so like, I like, you know, the thing is not to say I don't like these resorts, because Caribbean Beach was the first resort I ever stayed at. Mm. But I do remember, I still remember to like, I was 18 years old and being like, good Lord, where's the place to refill the bottle?
Oh,
like,
I know.
I think we were on the opposite side of the resort. And I don't like when there's just like, I don't even think there was one. I think maybe in that day there were two, but it was two places to get breakfast or the refill. But regardless, it's just one of those where I noticed that walking around that last morning that we were at that resort was like, oh, like I did the loop. I was by the river, but then I was by where the boat is, and then I'm back, because I'm like, okay, not just – I'm talking to me too. I'm not – I don't have kids. There's nobody that depends on me. It is a sad life. No,
it's not.
No, but it's one of those like –
I so well back. Rested.
Part of the experience for me when you are on vacation is like, I'm going to eat and drink weird things, weird times a day. But I want to know that I can get it when I want it. And that's what I think was nice about this resort, is knowing that you're like, okay, well, we can pop over, grab a drink, bring it back to the room. Or we can go over to the gift shop or, you know, or get some food or something. And we didn't have to go that far.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing worse than being past the pool at Coronado, like in the furthest. Oh, I don't know if they're the casitas or which ones they are. I always forget the names. But there's nothing worse than that, where you're like, okay, my halfway point to get to where I can, you know, get to the food court in the main lobby building is literally by going past three bridges. That's like the halfway point. And that even works with having the tower there too. It's still so incredibly far around, and you just don't have that problem with French Quarter. It's when you can get from your room, the furthest out room in building 7, to the lobby in 6 minutes. That's not bad.
And well, because my biggest fear sometimes, and I'm sure this has happened to every one of us, and it happens, I don't know why it happens to me all the time, anytime, especially when we're in California, you get to that room, and I know that we have like magic, the stuff on the app does
work.
It, but the key doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, I have to go all the way back down to the desk.
I feel like that happens to me quite a bit. Yeah. And then you're tired and you get all your stuff. Also, when we used to come on vacation, my family was all about the refillable mugs, and we're big coffee drinkers. And we usually stayed at Moderate. We usually stayed at Riverside. And like, that was always the thing. Like, who was going to go down and get coffee? And it was a trek. And we would usually designate one person because nobody wanted to do it. And even just, I mean, speaking to the kids thing, like, I was looking, it's really nice that like the playground is right beside the pool, which is right beside dining. So like, my kid loves the playground right now. It's a little boring for me, I'm going to be honest. So it would be nice to be like, hey, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. I'm going to go get a cocktail. I'm going to go get Owen chicken nuggets. And, you know, it's not a, hey, I'll see you in an hour.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And I will say, too, for the resort feeling so small, they still pack a lot in there. And I think that's a great thing. Like I already said, the lobby feels so small and compact, but there's so much happening in there. And I think that's part of the really good design of that resort from back in the day. And one of the things you'll find just off the lobby is an arcade, which I made Rhino uncomfortably go inside to show us around. So, Rhino, why don't you show us that right now?
Southern Quarter Games. So the arcade area that's so nice, they named it twice. Yeah, I made that up. That was me. Come on in. Check out my man cave. I forget what they were called anyway, but we got ourselves an air hockey table, a classic for an arcade. Always appreciate when that's here. We've got some bikes, some cars. Oh, some people. But also, look over here. There's an ATV one. I think Kylie would love this one. That's a really bad joke. Kylie got in a really bad accident on ATV once. I feel bad about making that joke. She's not here. I hope she never watches this video. What's this one? A World War II? Yeah, Squadrons of World War II. Okay, well, it's a video game for everybody. Was the original Red Ranger going to be playing that game? Oh, we got fly shooting. My stepdad would love this one. We got snowboarding, skeetball, basketball, tank driving. What's this one that's leaned so far back? This is another, I don't know, I thought it was snowboarding, but they're racing right now, mice racing. And then this giant one, which is the Pac-Man game. Oh, there's more back here, but this is one of those photo booths, too. Let's go back here. I want to see what's back here. We got Guitar Hero. Oh, pinball machines, a Tron, and a Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay, we might have to play these for a few minutes. I love a pinball machine. And I'm saying that non-sarcastically. I just very much enjoy pinball. So, there you have it. I believe that you have to do the card. Like, you have to put the money in, it gives you the card, you swipe the card, and it's point-based. So these ones are 25 points. So if it 50 cents equals one play, 50 cents is 25 points? I'm not doing that math. That's awful. That's backwards. Yeah, this was when I came in first thing this morning. No one was in here except for one guy on this. So, Hannah, you can sit on that one. I'll sit on this one. Ugh. I don't think I want this to touch me as much as it is.
Outside of the arcade, we also do have the gift shop with some unique merchandise to Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter. And who is better to show us the merchandise that's exclusive to the resort rather than our one and only Rhino? So why don't we let Rhino take us on a little tour of the merch right now?
Oh, it says it on there. I'm sorry. I just saw Tiana and I said, oh, Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter. This shirt is so thin and soft. I think this is a... yep, ladies cut. $36.99 here. Let's see about these other ones. Yeah, it's a bunch. Port Orleans, a kid's shirt here.
I think that might be a little kid's like dress.
$35, yeah. And there's like a green shirt here. What's hopping? You see, the Port Orleans is a little light underneath of him. That's $22. And then there's one more back here. Oh, no.
Oh, that one's better.
Just a different color. Yeah, but you can see it. Yeah. It's better, so... these ears and cookbook aren't resort specific, but they're up here. But we've got some stuff over here because there's like a beignet all day and it's got the Mickey head on it, which is cute. And that is going to set you back $17. I like the t-shirt though. That's fun. That shirt is small. Doesn't say the price, but it does say $25 each when you buy two, regularly $30. So I'm going to assume maybe that shirt's like $30 or something, but... we got a little more. We got Scat Cats Live Jazz Beignets Port Orleans Resort French Quarter, and it's got Dr. Facilier's hat on there, implying that he is Scat Cat, but he's not. Not that I'm aware of, but $23 for that. We've also got a gray shirt down here. It's got the Port Orleans thing on the breast there, and then on the back. This one's nice. That's pretty soft, pretty good material. $35. Got ourselves a... I thought it was a cocktail shaker.
Leave it to Corksicle.
It's a Corksicle. It's a Corksicle, gang. But could be used as a cocktail shaker in a pinch. That's $45. Pretty plain and simple there, but... Got yourself this Port Orleans Resort French Quarter polo.
Tell me about Helma.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably very expensive. Yeah, guess what? You want it? How much? How much?
A lot.
$110. But this Tervis is. That is $28. And then guess what? This is the resort as an ornament.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you know what it is, too? Spinning it around. Whoa. Look, you got Mickey and Minnie on the back there. I wouldn't get this one because his nose is rubbed off, but...
And you have to find the right one with these, but I actually might buy one of these.
35.
Since this was my first resort ever.
Oh, this one's better. Better condition here. See? You can see them a little better. This was the first resort you ever stayed at?
You betcha.
Port Orleans French Quarter. This one definitely feels very delicate. Blown glass here, but we've got Tiana on there. That one's 35. And then we also have... What are these little magnet set? This one's $15.
Why don't we jump into the third reason why we think you should stay at the resort? And it is the boat transportation on the Sasagula. And this is a really big sell for the resort. I know so many people are like, stay at Pop Century or Art of Animation if you want a moderate resort because you have that Skyliner access. Well, what if I told you there was something slower than the Skyliner, slightly noisier and provided more vibration, but takes you to premier shopping like and dining district known as Disney Springs. Well, Port Orleans Resort French Quarter.
Do you like sitting on dryers trying to avoid your family? Well, we've got the resort for you.
It's French Quarter.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But as much as we're laughing about it, in all seriousness.
No, I had never been on these boats before. I had never experienced such a sensation. No, I'm not talking about that. But literally, I'm not even kidding. I had never been on the boats here at Sasagula before, and what was really cool is I was thinking about it after the fact, is it's a really beautiful scenic route from the resort to Disney Springs, or you can go to the other resort, which
– Riverside.
And I was thinking about it because I was like, I think this is a benefit in terms of maybe not just families, but I think – for adults, maybe who are traveling without their kids or, you know, or don't have kids or something like that, it's a real nice benefit of this resort to be able to go to what is the thing that stays open the latest on Disney property.
Because, Disney Springs.
Yeah. And so, like, you get to go and... I was like, you know what? That's great because we could go. We could have a nice dinner. We could have some drinks, you know, go to the movies, whatever. You know, however you vacation. And then you've got your boat ride back. Like, it's so nice.
Yeah, that beats a bus for sure.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
As long as you're not out too late. Because I think the boat transportation stops around like 11 o'clock.
So you got to.
Most people are fine at that point.
And,
you know?
I mean,
otherwise, take the bus later on at night. You still have that as an option, too.
But I do think it's kind of like romantic. And I don't mean even.
The vibrations?
The dryer. the boat and I are in a long standing relationship now. But I think even in a non, I don't even mean it in like a loving sort of way, but just in a very like, oh, God, why is every word terrible? I just think it's one of those things where like, it's picturesque, maybe is the word
it
I'm
is.
Looking
it
for.
Is.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, but look, all I can hear in my head right now is good vibrations.
The Beach Boys were not on there singing.
No,
but
no, my recommendation, back row, go all the way to the right, hunker down. Yeah. And you are going to have quite a ride.
Final reason why we think you should stay at the resort. This is specifically Scat Cats Club Cafe. Now, we're not talking about the lounge. I feel like we were a little bit disappointed with our lounge experience, which we already covered in a Disney Snack Attack. Mm-hmm. And so that's available for you to consume at your own pleasure right now. But Scat Cats Club Lounge opens up every night at 5 o'clock, and on the weekends they will have live performers in there, which that's obviously always welcomed, but each night it's open for mixed drinks, which we found to be not the greatest of quality for a Disney resort. And then there's light bites that you can get there too, and we liked one of the things that we had and we're kind of meh on the other ones. So that gumbo poutine, still in my brain. Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, I thought about that, Craig. You, when we reviewed the quick service there, you did gumbo fries. So it's like you spoke this into being. Did you realize
that? I forgot about that like I poured the gumbo on my fries.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you, I think you even, you might have made a comment about saying, like, all it needs is these. Did you say something about it in the video?
Yeah, we did.
Squeaky cheese?
I don't know about that.
We'd have to go back to that, but no, I definitely poured. I definitely poured the gumbo on my fries and said I found the perfect way to like up these fries and make them better.
Right. Yeah, and that was before the menu change. So
wow, maybe you know what? We're gonna figure that out because I got to get to the bottom of it now. I'm gonna use my connections to find out who came up with it, because if it's me, I want due credit. I want it to say
Craig's.
I want it to say Craig's gumbo fries poutine.
What was your New Orleans nickname?
It's been a couple things. Okay. Mine's
Pleasure Island.
Yeah, we just made it
during
that.
The show.
Is, you're of course Riverboat Rhino. Hannah's Hurricane Hannah.
Oh, it was Crawdaddy Craig.
It turned to Crawdaddy because a couple people attacked me for Creole Craig because I know Creole. It's different. I read way too much on the word Creole, but I always thought about it like Elvis has Creole King.
Look out, Creole. That's a dish.
Listen, here, whatever.
We're not here to get into semantics.
Here's what I'm thinking about during this conversation nonstop. The boozy beignets.
I know. When are we going to go back for those?
I wanted them to go and I should have got
them. Remember how we were going to get them that day? Well, we were going to get beignets with our breakfast, but then y'all left and you were done for the day, and Kylie came over to hang out.
Did she get the boozy beignets?
We got boozy beignets.
Which ones did you get, though?
Okay.
Which one?
Yeah, which ones?
We got it with Bailey's.
Oh, okay. Did you like the Bailey's better than the rum chata? Because no, I love the rum chata.
I think each one had each one had its own benefit. I think the Bailey's was probably good if you're like... The Bailey's is good if you're a person that's like, sometimes I like to sip on Bailey's, where I feel like rum chata does better for like mixing in with
the creamy,
other drinks.
The like sweetness. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're like I'll Christmas. Sip some beignet in the morning, or
I go outside, I sip the beignet.
If you'll
on the
sip some Bailey's in the morning or want to put a little in your coffee, I feel like it would work best if you had it like kind of going between breakfast and lunch, where you're like, I want a brunch beignet.
Well,
I feel
that's
like that's
exactly
when the Bailey's would work the best, but I don't think you can make a wrong choice with what liquor you put into your beignet. They're all good.
They were good.
And Scat Cats Club Cafe is perfect for that, because this is your spot for beignets, whether it's the boozy beignets, whether it's just regular beignets and get them with the dipping sauce, whether it's a specialty one they have running, the beignet sundaes, getting your chicory coffee. They also offer that. The Café au lait. I don't speak French, so I'm not sure how to say it confidently enough. But that's your spot that you can get all of those sweet treats during the day. You're not going to find those anymore in the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory, which, if you're wondering why we didn't review that as well, that's because we reviewed like a month and a half ago, basically. Mm-hmm. We went around New Orleans, around Mardi Gras.
I think we were around then, Fat Tuesday,
around that point, and then we booked our stay at Port Orleans French Quarter like the next week, and it's like, well, we already covered the food, so we don't need to have the same thing again. But there were menu items we missed that we should have went back to try, but we ate so much food at the lounge that we did breakfast, but like a bunch of people recommended the French dip, which apparently was really good.
Oh, I've had that. It is good.
Yeah, and so I feel like we missed a couple things here and there, but I mean, we tried a good amount of the New Orleans themed foods. The gumbo was the best. Put it on your fries. Make your own poutine. And Rhino wasn't blown away with the jambalaya. Hannah was okay with the shrimp and grits. I was okay with the burger.
Yeah. Bad.
My jambalaya should have been spicy. That was my problem.
Yeah. And well, you got to bring your own hot sauce for that. Not the Disney hot sauce.
Yeah, don't do the Disney hot sauce.
But we did, as Hannah said, we had breakfast there, and one of us got a bounty. I'll just say that. But why should we tell you about it right now when we can show you?
For breakfast here at the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Company, I got the loaded tacho bowl for $10.99. Server.
Wait, really? Come on, that was gold. What are you talking about?
All right, we'll keep it in. send Hannah off on another mission. But that is potato barrels topped with scrambled eggs, cheddar, sausage gravy, and bacon. Like I said, $10.99. It's a pretty good helping size of it here. It looks, honestly, looking at everyone else's plates, it looks like mine might be the winner, but I'm just going to dive in and try and get a little bite of everything. Oh, I was worried it was going to be a little congealed, but it's actually still pretty soft. Liquid, I think is the word I meant, not soft. Okay. I'm sorry, but these are delicious. If you were having a long day's night here at Port Orleans French Quarter, that is. This is the, I don't want to say hangover cure. I'm not hungover today, but I'm just like, it feels like that sort of a meal. Like, you know, a little bit greasy, a little bit sloppy, but I kind of love it. I like the eggs. I like the gravy. I like the cheddar. The bacon is nice and crispy and crunchy, so it adds a really nice texture in it. I think the potato barrels maybe could be just like a little bit crispier, but that's just my preference. But other than that, honestly, I feel like I've got a pretty solid winner. There are hot sauce packets, but they are the kind that are definitely, it doesn't say that they have vinegar in them, but they're like these ones here. I'm a sriracha guy. I wish there was sriracha. But there's those, there's ketchup. I got red pepper flakes, I think maybe sparkling those on here. Sprinkling, whatever, yeah. But this, for $10.99, I get this again.
I got the omelet, and it's a Western omelet, and it was $10.99. It's served with potato barrels. I have a question about that. Disney's always, it's always potato barrels, never tater tots. And I wonder, like, is that, what is that? Is that to be cute? Is that a branding thing? Is it where their supplier calls them potato barrels? Anyways, I love them either way. So I got the omelet. I'm a little disappointed because we came here for lunch and I had the shrimp and grits and they made everything fresh to order, which is very impressive. As you can probably tell, this was not made fresh to order. I mean, I don't know. I'm not mad about it. I do think Rhino probably had the winning dish just based on like looking at it and had a little bit of its gravy and I thought it was... I shouldn't say that. Okay, the name Tater Tot is a registered trademark of Orida, so that's why. Because these are not Orida Tater Tots. And I don't know, does it make a difference? I'm not enough of a connoisseur. As we talked about yesterday at Raglan Run, I'm actually not Irish, so I wouldn't know. But anyways, here we go. Actually, I'm going to put hot sauce on this. I'm going to do myself a service. I guess this is kind of cheating, but no way I'm eating Disney eggs without hot sauce. Are you kidding me? Again, though, this hot sauce is not what I would choose. I would choose Louisiana or Crystal hot sauce. This is Monarch. I don't know. It says it's made with, you know, red pepper, water, and vinegar. I'm pretty sure it's ketchup and red pepper flakes would be my vote. But anyways, here we are. Rhino made up a good point that the omelets here are the cheese. Everything is, like, mixed together. So if you're thinking you're going to open your omelet and there's going to be a bunch of cheese... Wow, that looks even sadder. But anyways, here we go. Here's to you. All right, so I have my first bite of the omelet. It's exactly as I thought it would be. It's a very dry, not as cheesy as I would like. I don't know. I would say it's probably a better pick than a Bounty Platter here. Spoiler alert for later. But, I mean, it's going to be filling. Just give me that protein. $10.99. I'm sure we're going to mention it, but just go get yourself some beignets here. Don't waste time with this. Get yourself some beignets to go. Walk out to the bus, eat your beignet, get something better at the parks. But, you know, am I going to be full after this? Sure. Do I like tater tots? Yes.
As Hannah alluded to, I got the pancake bounty platter for $12.79, dropping the big bucks here. It comes with a vanilla pancake, scrambled eggs, potato barrels, bacon, and sausage. You actually can taste the vanilla in the pancakes, so it doesn't necessarily need syrup because of that, which that's pleasant. I'm happy about that. These eggs are like, you know, they're not European runny, but they are liquidy, so I guess that's a benefit, right? Kind of. The eggs actually are a little creamy, and they're at least seasoned with salt. I still would like to put some hot sauce on to jazz it up a little bit more, but they're not the worst eggs I've ever had. But I also don't know if I'd run to these eggs.
To the runny egg?
I don't care for that.
You run to the runny egg?
All I know is I'm already disappointed by my bacon, because I could literally, Kung Fu Ninja could snap this in half with no ease at all. All these. It's so crispy. That's what I meant to say. It's crispy. I don't like crispy bacon. Come on.
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
You don't like crispy bacon.
Once again, I think we can all agree Sasagula is best when there's gumbo in the mix. But those are the four reasons why we think that you should stay at Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter. Again, the theming of the resort, the size of the resort, the boat transportation on the Sasagula, in the delicious hot beignets from Scat Cat's Club Cafe.
And we recommend the rum chata.
Yes. I second that.
Wait a minute. Which one do you recommend, though?
Rum chata.
In the backseat of the boat.
And the here's what you do. You get yourself some boozy beignets. You go down to the river. You get on the boat, and you sit in the back row, and you eat your beignets. You take your trip down to Disney Springs. And you know what? Have a little cigarette in the smoking area.
I think the hurricane's going up river to Yeehaw Bob on select nights.
Oh, I am. Y'all, I love Yeehaw Bob.
Which, that was, we were going to go there, but
Nobody took me.
We were going to go there, but
he was there that night.
Then when we found out that the lounge had the brand new menu at the time, like, okay, we'll stay here because we had a plan. No, it was fine. We had fun. We had friends. Friendship evolving in that way. It was all good.
I think it's pronounced French dip.
French dip. We made that clear. We did not get the French dip, and we should have. But I'm going to ask y'all, any final thoughts on Port Orleans Resort French Quarter? Like I said, the pricing on it starts at, let me get it right here, back up again. According to Disney site, the average price starts at $382 per night with our annual pass holder discount, I believe we got on it. That came out to be about $300 per night. Do you feel like we got a $300 per night room? It was booked kind of last second and during the spring break. But I feel like, you know, I feel like it wasn't a bad room and bad. It's not a bad resort. I like it.
Well, and the hard part is when we do the reviews and the day of the week where there's like Scat Cats, the club, the one that is open after hours that didn't have any performances there, and sometimes they do, and there was no movie on the lawn that night. And when we were staying there, the pool wasn't open. So I'm like, there were some amenities missing that I was like, I think if all of that was firing like on all cylinders when we were there, I'm kind of like, I mean, compared to like other Disney resorts and the prices you're paying, like in perspective of a Disney resort, I was like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding. It wasn't on my radar. I have no experience with it whatsoever. And it's got this little itch in my brain now. And it is because of those beignets and the thing. And I'm just thinking about, like, I could just go to Disney Springs, get on that boat and go get those beignets or something. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so like it is circling around in my little tornado brain now about being like, oh, I'm going back to get those. So like, I think there's a thing about, I think it says a lot when a resort makes an impression on you, and that clearly, even if just to say it was a food item, but it was like walking around in the morning. I watched my video back and I was like, oh wow, that's really nice. So I'm like, some morning, maybe I'll just do that. Maybe treat myself to a little boozy beignet breakfast. God knows, Hannah and I drank a bottle of champagne on the sidewalk one morning.
Did you know about that?
I did, because I was just sitting up in the room wondering, like, what's
that on all of it?
We wanted to make it more more authentic to New Orleans.
Yeah, so they drank the first bottle themselves and then felt bad once I finally got down. So I then bought a second bottle.
We gave him a swig of the second one.
I forgot we bought another one.
And then Rhino pissed in the streets just like,
I did not do that.
Saying, laissez les bon temps rouler.
But I will say this. The bottle of champagne that came from the gift shop was only $19, which was shocking to me because...
I think it was even less than that.
Because I was like, I cannot believe at a Disney resort you could get that. So that was another oh, wow.
That is a tip for you. Yeah, get it from the gift shop or, you know, Instacart it in. But, I would say, like, from a pricing standpoint, I feel like when I look at moderate resorts, the Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter are usually the least expensive. And Caribbean Beach, a lot of people book it because of the Skyliner access, which I totally get. It is such a large resort that, like, if you have any mobility issues at all or if you have little ones, you almost have to pay for a preferred room, and that really hikes up the price. Yeah. I mean, you're knocking on, like, deluxe prices at that point. And it's also, I find that Port Orleans is more likely to have discounts. So sometimes you see Disney releases an offer, and, like, you can't find it at Art of Animation or Caribbean Beach. And also, to that point, those Art of Animation Little Mermaid rooms are usually, like, similar in price to Port Orleans French Quarter.
I also feel like those resorts, not putting a damper on them, just in my experience with being them, it's like they're a little more, I don't want to say chaotic, but
they're
kinetic. There's a lot more bodies moving around, a lot more stimulation, and there's something calming about it. So I would say that, like, I feel like with everything you said, like, it's really like, okay, I think that Port Orleans French Quarter is a really solid bet.
Yeah.
Like a solid choice, a solid bet. And it's like has that illusion of stepped off to the side without actually being off to the side. So even if you're bringing your car to drive, it's literally like you turn left out of the resort, it's the next light down left, and you're at Disney Springs, or take a right and you're at Hollywood Studios. And it's like, so you're not, it's not like Animal Kingdom Lodge when you're like all the way down, you know, and I know that's a completely different experience, but
it's great proximity overall in the resort, because and if you're, gonna you're leave about too. From your car, you could be to Epcot faster than you could even be to Disney Springs. You could get to Epcot in maybe like 7 minutes if you had to stop at every single light. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, you could probably be there in like 3 minutes if you timed it perfectly.
Well, the highway
and Magic
ramp's
Kingdom's
right there too.
Only another 5 minutes after that. You can jump on I-4 right there in that intersection.
Go visit some other outside of Disney places Universal if you want. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's actually a really great spot to be at on Walt Disney World property as a whole. And it really is one of those things where, like, it is less chaotic than Art of Animation and Pop Century. And those as values, having Skyliner access, you might lean towards that because you're like, well, it's a value. But I think you still get more out of a moderate losing those amenities in that way. So I just, you know, I love it. I'm never not going to love it unless they just completely change everything with it.
I like the experience. I think it was good.
Yeah, I do too. I would stay there again. And I mean, I know I keep talking about Riverside because that's my sentimental connection. But it's one of the few resorts where, like, you have two resorts in one. Basically, like, you can either take the boat over to Riverside or you can walk over there. And their quick service has, different menu items. It's a really pretty place to walk around. They have
a sit-down restaurant over there, too. Yeah.
They do. They have a sit-down restaurant. Yeah. So it just, between that and the boat, like, there's so much in that area you can do without having a park ticket, which is great.
Yeah. I feel like you can look past the fact that it doesn't have a sit-down restaurant and some of those little minor things because you do have Riverside right there. You have access to Disney Springs. It's all just so convenient. So I hope we got you excited about Disney's Port Orleans Resort
and
French
Quarter.
And if you're
not, take a ride on that boat transportation.
If you're planning on staying there in the future, or maybe we convinced you to consider it at least for a day trip over to check out that boat transportation up and down the Sasagula after eating a big plate of boozy beignets. I think we did our job there. But that's going to do it for this special Walt Disney World Resort Resort review. If you're looking to book a vacation to Walt Disney World, please consider using Dreams Unlimited Travel for your upcoming vacation. For more exclusive content for the Diz team, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the thumbs up. Leave comments, questions, video suggestions on where to stay next in the comments section. And subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us ratings and reviews when possible. So thanks for tuning into this resort review. We'll be back soon to tell you more of the best ways to stay at Walt Disney World. Bye, y'all.